life, if you observe, it is just like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They are practicing all the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they have brought the revolution amongst the Muslim Ummah throughout the world. There are thousands of examples. A person who was involved in drug or gambling or fornication, doing all the wrong things, because of the work of Dawah, he has changed his lifestyle. There are thousands of examples like that. So it shows the nusrat and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this work of Dawah. And this is the scare of the Israel and the European world and US. They don't want to do this kind of activities. They don't want people to be changed, because they want to get involved in the evils and vices, and they are preparing for the Dajjal to appear. This very scary hadith, Hazrat Ummul Mu'minin Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated this hadith, and this hadith is muttafaqun alayh in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. And then she said, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala alayha. That was her time for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to sleep in her house. So she is narrating, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhala alayha fazi'an. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up and he was like scared, he was worried. And according to one riwayat, his face was turned red. He was like, something great happened. Then she said, Yaqulu la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. He mentioned la ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Rasulullah used to do this, when something important used to take place, he used to remind the people that we have to believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, Wailul lil Arab min sharri qad iqtarab. That there is a deception and halakat for the Arab, min sharri qad iqtarab, because of that shar and that evil things is going to come very close. Fatiha al-yawma min radmi ya'juj wa ma'juj mithla hadhihi wa halak bi isba'il ibham wallati talayha. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed that today Jibreel salam informed me that this much, he closed his thumb and this index finger, and he said this much of hole has been made in the wall of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the wall of Gog and Magog. Meaning the wall which is preventing Ya'juj Ma'juj to come out, and this will come before the Yawm al-Qiyamah. At that particular night when he was sleeping in the Ummul Mu'minin Zainab bint Jahsh house, he said, today Jibreel Salaam informed me this much has been opened already. Meaning very soon the wall will be broken and Ya'juj Ma'juj will appear. That's why I say, Wailu lil Arab. There is a halakat and deception for the Arab, because this shar, this evil is coming very close to them. And why Rasulullah mentioned? Because the Arabs are the bearers of the Islamic flag. Islam started spreading from Saudi Arabia, from Makkah al-Mukarramah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be born in holy city of Makkah. هُوَ الَّذِي بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلِيمُ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّي وَيُعَلِّمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected the Arab people to spread the deen throughout the world. So they are first to be blamed. That's why Rasulullah said the halakat and deception will start from the Arab, and they will be deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala was very scared. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallam, anahlaku wa fina as-salihun. Ya Rasulullah sallam, we will be destroyed. Even there will be the pious people among us. Rasulullah said, Qala na'am, idha kathur al-khabath. Rasulullah said, yes, when the evil will spread, when the evil will be more than the good things, then yes, definitely those pious people will be destroyed with the evil people. When azab comes, azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it destroys everybody, regardless of the pious or the evil person. It doesn't differentiate. It comes in short. So here the ulama explain the khabas meaning two things. The a'malul khabitha, Muslims will commit zina, adultery and fornication. It's all this happening, drinking, is happening throughout the Saudi Arabia. There are nightclubs and dancing clubs, and license for the for the liquor is wide open, right? So this, when the people will be Muslims, but they will involve in the bad things, evil actions, then this will happen. Or they will be وَإِذَا كَثُرَ فِيهِ الْكُفَّارِ فَقَدْ عَرَضُوا أَنفُسُهُمْ لِلْهَلَاكِ. Or the mushrikeen and kuffar will be more in quantity compared to the Muslims. Now, sorry to say, but I have to say, this crown prince, Ibn Salman, has the plan to make the Saudi Arabia the top modern country of the world in 2030. He declared already, by 2030, I'm going to make Saudi Arabia a most modern country of the world. And because of that, he's taking away all the Islamic rules and regulation, restriction, no more hijab is required, intermingling is allowed. There are so many things happening. Now, there was a big concert took place on the December 6th by famous pop singer Justin Bieber in Jeddah. And 70,000 people attended that concert, 70,000. No mask required, no social distancing is required. 70,000 crowd enjoyed that particular night in Jeddah on the December 6th. And that on the 10th of December, one Indian Bollywood actor came, Salman Khan, and he had a big concert in Riyadh. And then also more than 70,000 people attended again this concert. What happened? Dancing. And when he entered like a devil. He had the wing, and that's how he got entry onto the stage. And people were just enjoying and climbing and all these things, my brother. So one side, he's allowing all these evils to take place, which never took place before in Saudi Arabia. On the other side, is stopping the good work of Dawah. It's going side by side. You can imagine what's going to happen. Now, they are building a Neom city. I'll take 5 minutes, brothers. Just bear with me. It's very important. Neom city, and this is also declared by Ibn Salman, that by 2030, this city will be built in one of the in one of the part of the Saudi Arabia, which is the northern side of Madinah Munawwara. And first time, Israeli President Netanyahu went to this city, and he discussed with Salman, Ibn Salman, and they have the very master big plan how to make this city modern. What this city will be, my brothers, this is the city which will be close by Egypt, Jordan, and Lebanon, and Israel. These countries' borders are very close to this seashore, the bank of the ocean. And there they are building this Neom city. This new modern city will be built at that land. They were like, as I said, it's close to the Egypt, Israel, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. They will be connected with each other by the sea. And this is on the northern side of Madinah Munawwara. It will be 26,500 square kilometers. The area of this city will be that big, 26,500 square kilometers. It is equivalent to 15 times of the Lahore city. The brothers from Pakistan can understand how big Lahore city it is. That Lahore city can be included 15 times in this one city. And the Karachi city will be included like 7 times. Karachi is bigger than the Lahore. So area-wise, seven times Karachi city can include in this one big city of Neom. And we are living in America, we can imagine New York City, right? How big New York City is, ask Brother Luqman. So 22 times bigger than New York City. Area-wise, 22 times bigger than New York City. This will be very high-tech city, equal with the latest internet, satellite, and all the technologies. In this city, there will be the flying taxis. The taxis will not go on the road. It will be like small helicopters. And they're going to use the drone and the robots in the houses, there will be no maids, human maids, but they're going to use the robot system. So robots will do the service in the hotels and motels and in the houses. And all the shoppings will be done, pizza or anything, food items or shopping items will be delivered by the drone. So the whole city will be connected to the flying network. And this will be the financial hub for Saudi Arabia. This will be free and secular city. There will be no Sharia restriction. There is no religion, rules and regulation in this city. There will be nightclubs, pubs, casinos, concerts, dancing clubs, etc. And why all this happening? They want to attract the rich people from all over the world. And his plan is, especially from Israel, US, UK, and European, Asian countries, and only the smart people, rich people, highly skilled people will be going to reside in this city. By 2025, they have the plan to make first 30,000 people in these categories all over from the US and Israel and from this. By 2013, they will have the plan to make this city populate by 1 million people, 1 million people. And there will be artificial, very big moon. They're going to make the artificial moon in that city, and that will be called the Moon Beach. People will go at night and enjoy that beach, and they will enjoy the light of the moon, which is artificial. And the resorts and the most building projects are given to the Israeli contractors. They are going to make the city according to their plan, according to their strategies. And they have already started building the roads and buildings. They started already. So by 2030, they're going to change all this. Why is this happening, my brothers? Because the oil wells are drying off. The price of the oil is crushing in the market. So they are bankrupt. They don't have money to pay the bills. So now they want to get the money from other side, the other way, other than the oil. What is the other way? Make this country as a travelers like Dubai and Paris and Abu Dhabi and London and New York, this kind of city. So people will come from all over the world. They can spend money over there and they can enjoy. And in this plan, my brothers, so Zionists are going to control this city, and this will be the first hub or station for the Jar. They are already preparing for it, and work has started. So what we can do, my brothers, we can just make dua for their hidayat, and may Allah grant them the right direction. But when this, all the evils are going to take place, because according to the, again, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again, the teaching of Islam and the teaching of the Quran, what will happen? The azab is going to come. And azab will come with the form of Dajjal. Dajjal is going to come according to hadith. He will enter into Saudi Arabia. Only hadith is mentioned, Haramain Sharifain will be protected. The angels will be surrounding Madina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarrama. Dajjal will not be able to enter in these holy cities. But the rest of the Arab city, Riyadh or Jeddah or Dammam, he is going to overcome. He is going to control all these things. He is going to enter all the way till the border of Madina Munawwara, and then the angels will protect and defend him. So my brother, this is happening. Our responsibility as a Muslim, first of all, to come to the masjid and practice our five times salat and bow down in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, correct and rectify our way of life and humble ourselves and cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah can protect us, our generation, from this evil of Dajjal and from the vices and the wrongdoings of these people. May Allah protect us and our progeny from this great fitna of Dajjal.